This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. It's clear that Coloradans and the state's many visitors love the outdoors. All this recreation is great for the state's economy, but it can certainly be a double-edged sword when too many people come to enjoy Colorado's most cherished places. This week, we've been exploring this paradox of how to encourage people to enjoy these favorite places while at the same time protecting their sometimes fragile beauty. I'm joined in the studio by KUNC reporters M. Maria Wad, Jackie Fortier, and Luke Runyon to talk about some of the big takeaways and things they learned while reporting our Love to Death series. Luke, I'll start with you. You went to Conundrum Hot Springs for your piece, which really is a perfect example of a spot that was once well hidden, one of those locals-only places that is now overrun most weekends. What did you learn from your visit?
Well, Conundrum is a really extreme example of that exact paradox. You know, it's a place that's taken on a reputation of being a party spot, but it's deep in the wilderness. And for a really long time, the Forest Service has been pretty hands-off, and that's led to huge crowds at Conundrum. Now they're looking at issuing some sort of permit system to control the number of people there. So you'd have to get it beforehand, you'd have to pay a little money, and then you'd be able to go to Conundrum. And, you know, this really isn't a new problem. It's a historic problem that a lot of other places in the country are dealing with, places like Yosemite National Park in California. There's lots of people there. If you want to explore lots of different parts of Yosemite, you need to get a permit before you go out. And with Colorado growing rapidly, it's going to be a problem for us too.
Right. Well, Jackie Fortier, in looking at the social media aspect of this, one of the interesting things in your piece was that Hanging Lake might try using social media to help with the problem that's kind of been created by social media. What did you learn?
Yeah, it was really interesting. So the people in charge of the White River National Forest, and that's where Hanging Lake is located, they're actually going to use social media to ask people what they think should be done about the overcrowding problem at Hanging Lake. It's kind of a little bit of using the poison to cure the problem. But it's not just these iconic, legendary places feeling the brunt. Parking lots have acted as a type of visitor cap in places like Hanging Lake, but at open spaces in Larimer and Boulder counties as well. And now officials I've talked to have said that they see parking lots that fill up by 8 a.m. in our natural areas right outside of where we live. It's becoming competitive to visit natural areas in our own backyard. Solutions differ. Shuttle buses keep coming up as a possible solution.
Right. We'll see what happens with that. And Anne-Marie Awad, you had the chance to talk with visitors and rangers in Rocky Mountain National Park, which is one of the places we keep hearing about seeing increased visitation. Did you learn anything about possible solutions?
The solutions are the tough part, especially when you're talking about the Park Service. So Jackie mentions shuttles. Well, there are shuttles in Rocky Mountain National Park through the Bear Lake Corridor, which is one of the most popular areas of the park. And there has been a suggestion in recent years to add more shuttles, but more shuttles equals more people equals more problems. And then there's also these ideas about capping visitorship daily or raising the fees to deal with that. And that's where you get at kind of an ideological divide in the National Park Service, where they have this mandate, this, 100-year-old mandate to make these spaces available for everybody. But, if you're making them more expensive, you're making them available for a certain quadrant of the population. Right. If you're capping visitorship, you are turning people away who, may not be able to plan ahead as much as others can. So solutions are tough. Melanie Armstrong, the professor I spoke with, had said her hope is, as a former employee of the Park Service, is that her students who are becoming land managers in future generations will come up with creative solutions that, her and her colleagues may not have thought of.
Right. Well, something for us to keep an eye on. Thanks so much for talking about this. That's Anne-Marie Awad, Jackie Fortier, and Luke Runyon, reporters for KUNC. You can check out all of the stories in our Love to Death series at our website, kunc.org.